Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California, as we hit the midway point in September. I'm already looking at my Halloween decorations now and deciding how I'm going to decorate the living room table, the bathroom, a few little decorations outside. I'm getting antsy now, getting antsy to put up those fall decorations. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
How are
I actually
you?
Had decorations in my front yard already.
What?
I didn't do it, and I don't think it should be there, but it's Yo, there.
For Halloween or fall?
For Halloween.
For Halloween?
Yeah. Janet took the kids to just go buy a bunch of kind of nonsense, decorations.
Yeah.
And so they came home with a giant bag, and so they were just running. They're running around. The house is a mess, and it's like half decorated, half trash from decorations everywhere.
How fun. Okay,
no,
I need pictures.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So it's not a spooky Halloween. It's just kind of a random whatever Halloween.
It's like a hoarder Halloween, it looks like right now.
Oh.
Get rid of some stuff.
There you go, folks. If Sean drives by your house, make sure all your decorations are in place because he wants it more symmetrical,
you know,
or what? I don't know. What?
There's a little tiny like goblin gnome or something that they put out by the tree, and it's right about the same size as like a pigeon. And for whatever reason, it's like in the front window outside my desk to where I just can't stop thinking it's a bird. I don't know why.
Well,
it keeps catching my eye. Like, what is that big bird doing there?
Yeah,
and
see?
It's a gnome.
He's working. He's a gnome, a scary gnome that looks like a bird. Oh, my gosh. Okay, where do you live? No, just teasing. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donut on the corner of Country Club in Monterey and the Albertson Shopping Center for our donut this morning for our guest. Today's show is presented by A1 Custom Golf Cars, the Valley's leader in lithium battery installations. They have three locations to serve you. Their big one is in Palm Desert. Their big outlet's kind of their store where they do a lot of the service. And then they have a couple smaller stores throughout the Coachella Valley. All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about chocolate, and more chocolate. One of my favorites. There's a local event out, and you will find out how you can go. Also, Raise, it's a fundraiser, but it's Death by Chocolate at Venus de Fido. I don't want to die from chocolate, but I certainly want to eat it. I guess there could be worse ways to go. I don't know. So we'll find out about that event. It's always a good time. They do a great event every year, and they are raising money for the LDEI scholarships for women, and it's Les Dames de Escoffier International. And we will let our guest tell you all about that when she comes on the show, which will be in, just a little bit now. And also, we're going to go to Ramona. It's ready. I've seen it. The Ramona episode is done, finished, sent to the TV station, and it will be airing this week.
There we go.
I'm ready. It looks really good.
Does it?
It looks really good. Cameraman Steve keeps getting all these new programs for producing, and it just keeps getting better and better. I have a link for the Ramona Chamber to use that is unpublished, just for them to use however they want. And they have something like 300 views on it already, and I just sent it 2 days ago or something. I don't know. So they are liking it as well. We will see the version on KSQ that has our local sponsors and stuff in it. But it looks really good, and I think here's a comment I'm getting, and I'm not trying to put this in anyone's head. I want you to give me your own feedback, but they're saying, I want to go to Ramona, and that's what I want.
That's exactly what you want.
That's what I want. And that's what Ramona wants, actually.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they want. So today's guest, we are going to have the Ramona Chamber president, Robert Krysik. He'll be joining us in the second hour of the show, the travel hour of the show, to talk a little bit more about Ramona. So we have that going on. New episodes. Actually, KSQ, because I'm going to be back next Saturday for a look at my Montana trip, but the show is on Fox 11, and actually they're running the show three times a week now, Monday, Thursday, and Friday, Traveling with Françoise.
That's
awesome. Yeah, that's really nice. They're liking the feedback themselves, so anyway, you can catch it. I think it's Monday at 5:30, Thursdays at noon, and then Fridays at 5:30, so check it out on Fox 11, Traveling with Françoise. Let's see. So lots of stuff going on. I don't know where this last week went. Just had a bunch of things that I'm always doing. But I saw something in the paper today. I don't have too much local stuff to talk about. We have local events and whatnot. And I do have some prizes to give away. Right. It's we have that $10 gift card for Ristretto for coffee lovers in Palm Springs. Also, vote right now. Today is the last day to vote for the Desert Sun Ultimate. I get this wrong every single time. LGBT?
Sounds right.
Sounds right? Yeah. I always get the letters wrong. I'm sorry. I mean what it means, but right. I always get it wrong. Ultimate Pride businesses. So Ristretto is in there for coffee lovers. Please vote for them. So do that. And we have that $10 gift card later on to give away in the show. We also have passes for two for the Living Desert Zoo and Garden. We also have a new sponsor coming to the show, and that is Abracadabra Garage Door Service. Yes, they're going to be joining us. Just taped their commercial this morning. So they came over and told you about that, where Albert put a new system because mine was just kind of doing what it felt like doing. When it wanted to do it, it would open when it wanted to, not close, then open. So I thought it was the batteries or something, the sensor, because I'd hit it with my bike, but it wasn't that, so can't blame me for it. But something I did find fun that I wanted to share with you, that the National Toy Hall of Fame has announced the 12 finalists for the class of 2018. The winners will be inducted on November 8th. And I was looking at this list, and it's really quite a diverse list. What we would consider toys, I was kind of surprised. Because when I think of toys, I think of, you know, dolls and stuff and games.
Yeah.
But some of this stuff, really, I hadn't even considered a toy. So I brought this list in because I found it interesting. And, you know, when I find it something interesting, I make sure that everyone else out there hears about it. And it said this year fans are invited that you can vote for these through September 19th as part of the Player's Choice Ballot. So you can look up National Toy Hall of Fame. They didn't give a website, which I don't know. Whenever writers write these things, why they don't give websites, I have no idea. None.
Nah, it just doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense. But anyway, it's the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, which right now, of course, is being pounded by Hurricane Florence. I think it is Florence. But all I know is all the water I saw. Anyway, okay, let's get back to this. So you can vote. You can go online and vote for these. So here are the finalists. The American Girl dolls. Frankly, I thought they were already in there, but they weren't. So I don't know. Those dolls are all right. They're a little creepy to me. But Chalk.
Right.
Chalk is on here. And it said, traced by historians to the earliest people and times, Chalk has. It has yet to fall out of favor with artists.
Yeah. Everybody still plays with it.
I didn't know Chalk has been around that long. All right. Chutes and Ladders. That's a game.
Right.
Milton Bradley. Fisher-Price Corn Popper, which I've never even heard of this. Babies have been honing their walking behind the devices since 1957.
It's that one. I know which one it is. It's the one that's got the ball on the front, and then as it rolls, it pops up all the little balls in there.
Exactly.
That's what it is. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I think my parents just turned me loose and made me walk on my own. I don't know. I don't remember having anything like that to use. Okay. Magic 8 Ball, which I thought that was in the Toy Hall of Fame already, but it's not. Masters of the Universe, He-Man and others in Mattel's line of action figures. So they have those in there. Pinball.
Like just the game in general?
It must be. It's the arcade games. I didn't think of that as a toy, but it says the arcade games that have been that have players use flippers to deflect steel balls through mazes grew from an 18th century French table game called Bagatelle.
Isn't that what they had over there at the museum?
Yeah, the pinball museum. Yeah, yeah, I didn't. I would vote for that one. Boom, right away. That would be my vote. Sleds. Who would think a sled is considered a toy? It said steel runner sleds have been popular since the 1800s, joined over the years by sleds made from new materials and designs. Interesting. Yeah. Would you have thought of sled as a toy? But I guess it is.
I mean, you play with it. So
yeah, but it kind of seems to me like more of a mode of transportation. All right, tic-tac-toe, the game. That's been around since, let's see. Oh, did you know this? That was programmed. It was the first game to be programmed into a computer back in 1952.
Yeah, being the you can do all the outputs.
Yeah, the first video game.
Yeah.
Tic-tac-toe. I did not know that. Tickle Me Elmo, which I never was into the Elmo animals. They never did much for me. Tudor Electric Football. Not that you don't, you know, if you want to vote for them, go ahead. Tudor Electric Football, the toy where plastic players vibrate across a motorized field, is celebrating 70th anniversary. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, I mean, I feel like I can picture it, though, but I don't remember a name for it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And Uno. the card game.
Uno feels like it would have already been in there as well.
Yeah, me too. I
just feel like Uno's been around forever.
Yeah, Uno, Magic 8 Ball, actually American Girl Dolls. I thought they would already been in there. So I'm going to pick, out of all these, I am picking pinball. What are you going to pick?
I guess we'll go, you know what? I'll go with that one you didn't know. We'll go with that popcorn one.
What is
it called?
Oh, the corn popper.
Sure.
So there you go, folks. If you have nothing better to do, go online and vote for the toy to be in the Toy Museum, the National Toy Hall of Fame, and get your favorite toy in there. So I thought that was very interesting. Okay. On that note, we're going to step aside. And when we come back, we have a lot more to talk about. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. I know there's football going on and all that sort of stuff, but there is life besides football. Believe me, there is. I have no interest in football this season. I have lost complete interest in football except for the Super Bowl with all the stuff that's going on with the players, and it's just too much now.
But I don't care either, so don't get me wrong. But it just started.
Well, I know.
See, they can be a little bit excited about it now.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just started.
I think the people are excited. Go for it. Enjoy the heck out of it. But I'm just saying, just for me, it's lost. I don't know. It's too controversial and too many players wanting to use it as their own platform. And I don't know. Anyway, so that's me. All right. As we move right along, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. It's improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. Combined their veterinarian staff, more than 150 years of experience caring for dogs and cats. Please go to Animal Samaritans. Go to their veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms before you go anywhere else. Their state-of-the-art equipment. See what the price is. Give them a chance. A lot of people don't even think about that because they think about Animal Samaritans as just rescuing pets. But they have a state-of-the-art veterinarian clinic, so please take advantage of it. And you can go to their website, which is animalsamaritans.org. And all the information is on Traveling with Francoise, along with information for all of our sponsors of the show, which this show would not be on the air if it wasn't for them. So if you know somebody that would work well with the show, please send me their info and I'll talk to them. All right. All right. Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Oh, I did go to Show Me Palm Springs. I did do that. I went to a couple events. For some reason, it kind of slipped my mind. And I was there in Irene with Cabot's Pueblo Museum. They were there. It's an event that you're invited to get an idea of who was doing what in Palm Springs. It's a lot of businesses and restaurants and things like that. So Cabot's Pueblo Museum, Irene Rodriguez, the executive director, was there. And I just wanted to tell everybody that they're going to be a regular on the show starting in December.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So people hear about it on a regular basis. Right. You know, again, it's something if you don't hear about a place all the time, it doesn't really click into your brain. It's one of those you think, oh, gosh, I should.
Top of mind.
Yeah, I should have took my friends there.
Right.
You know, you don't think about it.
Well, you don't think about it until they leave.
Yeah, right. And then you think of all these things you should have done with them. And you're sitting there staring at each other in the living room watching Big Brother or something. Yeah. All right. McDonald's. I went to McDonald's this week. I went and splurged. I felt like a Big Mac. I was in a Big Mac mood. I went to McDonald's. I had one. And when I was, got my order to go and I took it home. Well, the French fries were gone by the time I got home, but the Big Mac was still there. So I ate that at home. And they had on their bag, I thought this was interesting, $5 off of your first Uber Eats order. And it's on their bag if you use this code, which is Get McD's Delivered. That's the code, Get McD's Delivered. And this is valid through December 31st, and it's $5 off your first Uber Eats order. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. So anyway, the code is Get McD's Delivered, and I will try to remember to get that code on the website for you. So $5 off. So I enjoyed my Big Mac immensely, and while I was there, I was waiting for it, and I had on the radio station shirt that I have a couple of them. And this guy walks over to me and he starts talking about the sports station and all this sort of stuff. And we had a nice chat and that was it. So I got my food and left. Yeah. But I don't know all the teams that are on the sports station, Team 1010. I guess I should.
You don't need to.
Well, and he was asking me about him and I just went, well, I think you better check the website. So, yeah.
You better than me. I might have just kept going.
Yeah, good. I was trying to be polite. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club, they have so much going on. They're a fitness and spa. They're having their grand opening. They have a comedy night. They have trivia challenge. They have new golf tournaments coming up. We're going to be broadcasting live from Indian Ridge, I think November 1st, either late November or the first week or so. No, late October, first week or so, November. Anyway, to tell you all about it. So if you're looking for that country club lifestyle, definitely Indian Ridge Country Club is the place to go. Thai Smile, they have their earth tea. Don't forget, lemongrass iced tea. Very refreshing. So go on over there to Thai Smile on El Paseo. And we, of course, we want to welcome A1 Custom Golf Cars to Traveling with Francoise. And again, all of our sponsors, we have a lot of them. And you need to take advantage of them. Well, you really should, because I kind of pick and choose who gets to be part of the show since it is my show. I do own the show, folks, believe it or not, and 16 years now, going on 17 years. Oh, wow. So please always think of the sponsors with the show before you decide on someone. And that's all I ask. That is all I ask. And when you use them, tell them you heard about them on Traveling with Francoise. All right. I saw the folks from the Desert Entertainer at Show Me Palm Springs. They have moved from Palm Desert, their office, to Palm Springs. And it was nice to see Jose there. And it was always good to see everybody from Desert Entertainer. And now we are going to, and the magazine looks really good, by the way. Always pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer when you're out and about. It's a really good read. Has a lot of info about the Coachella Valley as well as CoachellaValley.com. There's a lot of info there about the Coachella Valley. And now it is time for our pick of the week, thanks to CoachellaValley.com. Which, by the way, he broke some breaking news, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But pick of the week for me is Come Dance With Us. Now, we have decided, when Craig was on, we decided that it doesn't have to be this week. It's just our pick.
Okay.
That we decided. It doesn't always have to be the week of. We might pick things that are happening out later on that you might just want to mark down on your calendar.
Right. Get ready for it.
Yeah. So that's, which I think that opens it up more. I like that better.
Yeah.
Because not every week, there, you know, something might not really appeal to me, and I don't want to promote it if it really didn't appeal to me.
It's not a pick for the week. It's a pick of the week.
Yeah.
So it's just your pick for this week.
Actually, I have right here on my notes. I have on my notes, pick of the week.
There you go.
There you go. All right. So for me, I pick Come Dance With Us to the best and most eclectic music in the Valley. This is Thursday, September 20th at 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel, Sonoma Grill in Palm Desert. They are going to have dance instructors there, Elvira Gomez, Vance Spencer, and Charles Thomas for swing, cha-cha, foxtrot, and waltz. Class is at 6:30. Dancing starts at 7. It is $15 per person, includes one drink. I would need a drink to do this. Yeah, the drink would be important for me just to get me to kind of relax and let other people see me dance.
The drink needs to come in a picture?
Yeah.
Like the whole pitcher.
Glass of champagne, please.
Yeah. No, a pitcher of champagne, please.
Oh, a pitcher. There you go. I'll put the bottle. I'll just chug it right there. So that is my pick of the week. Come Dance With Us. And that happens on Thursday, September 20th. It sounds like a lot of fun. And that leads into something else I'll tell you about in one minute. So Craig says his pick is that Desert X is coming back in 2019.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he just found out. But it's going to have some new directors, I guess, of Desert X are going to be part of it now. It's going to run from February 9th through April. Of course, they want to be there during Coachella Fest because all the people coming into town, the BMP, all the big events, it'll be here for that. So Craig's pick is Desert X is back in 2019. So that's a good one, Craig. I saw that and I thought, interesting. So good for you. Breaking news there for CoachellaValley.com. So, Sean, I have to write yours down. So tell us what your pick is.
I picked the anime movie night because Jasmine is very much into that.
Okay, animated movie night.
Anime.
Oh, okay.
It's like Japanese animation.
Oh, okay. And what night is this?
That is on Wednesday at the Mary Pickford Theater.
Oh, okay. Huh. Mary Pickford. Interesting.
And my daughter is very much into that, and I feel like her peers are. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, they like anime.
And so how do you spell that?
A-N-I-M-E.
Anime. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Interesting. I didn't even know about that. So see, we just learned something, folks. Go to this anime movie night Wednesday. Does it say what time? Is there a cost? Does it say what time it starts?
Yeah. It says it's from 7 to 9, and the cost is $12.50.
Oh, okay. There you go. Something different. All right. So we have given you quite a diverse group here to choose from. So let's go back to the music. They have been trying to get me to do the Dancing with Our Stars here in the Coachella Valley.
I've heard of that before.
For years. Right. Lynn Bunch has been for years. She sent me an email. I come up with an excuse every single year on why I don't know. I just feel kind of embarrassed to get up there and dance in front of all these people. I have a couple charities in mind. I'm really torn about, should I do this? Should I not do this? I don't know. What do you think out there? Did you think how to do the Dancing with Our Stars? I have to learn to do some sort of dance.
I think you need to do it, and you need to make it a show.
And make it a show?
Yes. You have your show. That, like, I know that you like to travel for it, but there needs to be a little special episode of Traveling with Francoise. Uh-huh. That is a, what is the word I'm looking for? Like an accumulation of the entire, because it's not, how long does it go for?
How long?
The Dancing with Our Stars. How long is that?
I think you dance for a minute or something.
No, but I mean the whole process. It's,
oh, I don't know. You have to learn how
months,
to dance,
right?
And meet. Yeah, and meet at your with your teacher. And I don't know. It depends on how good you want to be.
Right.
Yeah. If I do it, I better start now.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't
know. You should document all that and have a little episode. I think people would like that.
All right. If you think I should do it, folks, send me an email at francoiserose@gmail.com or go to the Facebook page
Who's
and say something.
Who's going to tell you no, don't do it? Who's going to be like, Francoise, you know what? I was thinking about it, and that just sounds like a horrible idea. I don't think anybody's going
to
tell you that.
I'd say I'm trying to talk my way out of it already. Okay. Stick around. We'll be right back with Pam Bieri. We're going to talk about Death by Chocolate, Venus de Fido. You don't want to miss it right here on Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Thanks so much for joining us today. I am Francoise Rhodes. All right, chocolate. Anyone who knows me just a tiny bit knows that I love chocolate. And this event has happened every year for the last several years now. And it is back. It is Death by Chocolate at Venus de Fido. The name has actually changed because it is an annual fundraising event for Les Dames d'Escoffier International. Did I say that right?
You did, Francois.
I was close. Joining us in studio is Pam Bieri. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Francois. Thank you so much for inviting us on the air. And, of course, I have some chocolates.
Ooh,
messy chocolates.
See?
To say thank you.
Thank you.
And remind you of our event coming up.
Do you think
up.
These are even going to leave? Do you think there'll be any left by the time the show's over with? Probably
I don't think
not.
So. Don't open so them in much. Front of me because they will be gone.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm saving them all for myself. All right. Thank you so much, Pam. Right now, this event has been around for 18 years. It keeps growing. You guys do such an amazing job. You've been part of this organization for how long?
I was thinking back probably 10 years now. I think I joined in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization is part of an international organization of 40 different chapters through United States, Canada, UK, and now Mexico. And, you know, the mission is to help women in culinary hospitality industries and related industries.
Mm-hmm.
And this event for us here locally is to raise scholarship money. And right now we are supporting two girls. One gal is at UCLA, and she is a food science major, which is a brand new discipline, apparently, at UCLA. Mm-hmm. And this gal, her name is Janelle Vidal, and she's a graduate of Rancho Mirage High School, one of the first of the first 4 year students at Rancho Mirage. They, you know, they opened just fairly recently.
Right.
So she's one of the first graduating that went all 4 years at Rancho Mirage, and she was in the culinary department, or culinary, program mm-hmm. there. So anyway, for her, food is a passion, but she's also a scientist. And so when she wanted to go to UCLA, she was thinking of environmental science, but she said, I really want to be in food science.
Mm-hmm.
So she just notified us that they started this new program. So she'll be involved in that. So we're excited about that.
How interesting, because we think of the hospitality industry. That's key down here. And I see more and more women into the role as executive chef in so many places.
Absolutely. Although we still don't have enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've got Leanne Camacona mm-hmm. over at Agua Caliente. And Jennifer Town, I think, is over at Melvin's, I believe. Uh-huh. But and we, of course, have a lot of women restaurant owners here, which is
yes, we do.
Terrific. Yeah, some of them belong with our group. So,
so it's really it's a fabulous program to give, and the classes, the culinary classes now have just been on fire with, of course, the Food Network and all that. I mean, now
Absolutely.
Food, learning how to cook and all the science of it and everything is really becoming quite an academic.
It is, but also our area, as you've pointed out, we are so, you know, tourism hospitality is what mm-hmm. we're all about. And so the kids that are learning here, both at La Quinta High School, they've had a culinary program for, I'm not sure how long, but at least 10 years. And, of course, now Ranch Mirage High School. Mm-hmm. And these kids come out of these programs knowing a great deal and being able to get a job quickly, easily, and move on up because they're well trained already.
And food is really it's accepted now as a career choice.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I think for the longest time it really wasn't. It was just sort of something that maybe you did, but now it really is. It's accepted. It's respected. It's just a career. It is a complete career.
Absolutely.
I watch these kids on the baking championship. Oh. I watch, and I'm looking at the stuff they make. I couldn't even come close to anything these 10-year-olds are making on this show. And I think, oh, well, yay, I'm so proud of them.
They're so creative.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Let's talk about your event, though, coming up on Thursday, October 25th. It is open to the public, folks. It's
Absolutely.
A fun event. So tell us about it.
Okay. It's $89 per person. And again, at Venus de Fido, we're going to have a cocktail reception with hors d'oeuvres and silent auction in their beautiful atrium. They've got a wonderful lobby atrium mm-hmm. and for probably about an hour and a half. And then after that, we go downstairs to the indoor People Doggy Park.
Yep.
It's such a fun place.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a sit-down family-style dinner there. And a murder mystery will unfold.
Ah, okay.
So, and then, of course, we're well known, as you mentioned before, about our chocolate. We have like a 20-foot buffet table full of all kinds of chocolate goodies.
Yum.
And that's the pièce de résistance, if you speak a little French.
Yeah.
And that is, you're going to indulge in chocolate. Hopefully you won't be the one who dies by chocolate.
Yeah, that'd be so much. You have to pull us away. No, there's no, yeah. No, yeah. Such a fun event. And it is all to raise money for these scholarships that,
yes.
that the organization. You say the organization is named after who?
Escoffier. He was in the 1800s, he was the French chef that really established all the different stations in the kitchen. He was the one that wrote the wonderful book that pulled the culinary world together way back when. So his recipes and his approach is considered the classical French cuisine. And of course, Julia Childs brought a lot of that to the United States, and we certainly are indebted to her for bringing French cuisine and kind of interpreting it for American lives. And she was a member of Les Dames d'Escoffier years ago. And it was that organization was established in New York in the 1970s, in response to a men's organization called Les Amis d'Escoffier, which were all, of course, the men, the chefs, the executive chefs and so forth. And Carol Brock was the woman that founded Les Dames d'Escoffier mm-hmm. to bring about awareness that women are also in the kitchen. Women are also extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll tell you, Francois, every chef that I've ever interviewed has said to me, who inspired you, my mother or my grandmother?
Mm.
Nobody said.
You know what? That's true.
Nobody has said, oh, yeah, my dad.
Uh-huh.
Very seldom. So it is really women. It is really women that have anchored this mm-hmm. Institution, I think, yeah. or this industry, I guess you'd say.
Well, and what's interesting about what you're talking about as well is we don't realize that it was someone who sat down and said, oh, there's components about the restaurant industry that people don't even realize. We need people for this, 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 and this. And we need to let those positions shine and let those people do what they do best.
Exactly. Yeah. There's things like a Saussier and a Garmanger and all those classical stations that back in those days when they had a lot of young apprentices, and pay wasn't that great. But, in fact, my husband learned the classic tradition in Switzerland. So he went in an apprenticeship program and learned everything from, how to cut, food properly and how to make a sauce and how to make a soup and then how to decorate a table and how to, cook meat. And anyway, it's very, very complicated, actually, classically.
Wow. Well, it's such a great job that you're doing. Again, 18 years that you guys have been having this event at different places throughout the Coachella Valley. This time it is October 25th, folks, Death by Chocolate at Venus de Fido, $85 per person. Seating is limited. You do try to keep your groups. You don't have these massive crowds. I like that about your event. You sell out every year, but you keep it very comfortable, a little bit more intimate.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think the best place to find out more about it and to buy a ticket would be on our website, which is ldeips.org. And there's a way to pay for the ticket online. You can also find out more about the organization and see some of our scholars, our scholarship recipients, mm-hmm. and some of our past events and kind of get a feeling for who we are.
Well, and I will have this information on the website, folks. So if you didn't get all that, don't worry about it. I will have the website right there on Traveling with Françoise. And this chapter, the Palm Springs chapter, has awarded more than $75,000 in scholarships since its inception in 1997.
Congratulations. I have to tell you something. I just updated that.
Yeah.
$81,000 since 2004 to 21
great.
Different women.
That is fantastic. And also something I've noticed here, you might want to come dressed in your 1920s chic.
Yes.
And enjoy the champagne and hors d'oeuvres while perusing the silent auction items. So you can dress up if you want. If not, I know people are going to ask me, since this is at Venus de Fido, I don't think this is an event for pets, though.
No, that's a good point. Thank you. No, it's not. It's people-only event.
All right.
But the venue is so much fun and just lovely. Yeah. And they're kind enough to open it up to us. Right.
So if you've never been to Venus de Fido and you love chocolate, and you want to help young ladies grow in the world of culinary expertise, then this is for you.
Yes.
This is the event for you. Again, Thursday, October 25th. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Venus de Fido is in Palm Desert, right off San Pablo and 111 is how I kind of know how to get to it.
Yeah.
They have lots of parking there. They have lots of free parking there. You don't have to worry about that. And the property is nice and large and comfortable, and you're going to have a great time. So good job there, Pam.
I thank you so much for having us on, and
I'll be there.
Yeah, I hope you can come too.
I will be there next to the big 20-foot chocolate dessert buffet. Not to pry me away. Maybe I can serve chocolate or something. I don't know. All right. So, folks, I will be talking about this all the way up until the event in October. This will be posted this week on the Traveling with Françoise website, so all the information will get there. So as we get closer, I'm going to keep reminding you every week about this event because you don't want to miss it. Pam, thanks for joining us.
Françoise, thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, and Sean Flanagan is in the boardroom. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto. For coffee lovers, Gallery 500, The Boardroom, and more. Located on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, go to the website at the500ps.com. Right, we do have a $10 gift card to Ristretto for coffee lovers if you'd like a chance to win that. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You cannot have won in the last 30 days. So, and that is a $10 gift card for coffee at Ristretto in Palm Springs. So take advantage of it and enjoy that. Okay, what is free out there right now? Well, the 23rd Valleywide Expo is happening on September 20th. It is a Thursday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That is the 23rd Valleywide Expo, Employment Expo. That happens at Fantasy Springs. They do a great job over there, Resort Casino, and their special event center. It's packed with people. Go on over. It is free to get in and see what's going on in the world of jobs and stuff. So, again, that is September 20th this week from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also happening that same day, it is Here Comes the Sun, the Surface of the Sun and Space Weather Day In and Out. They're talking about this. This is a lecture and I think a film presentation at the Rancho Mirage Library and with observatory astronomer Eric McLaughlin. We had him on the show. This will be in the library community room. It starts at 7 p.m. and it is free. So if you want to head on over there and experience that, sounds like fun to me. Also, Sunnylands, they have a lot of events going on. They have their Birds of Sunnylands movies in the gardens there happening. And their next one is September 21st. The Birds, it's a movie, The Birds, suddenly begin to attack people in this classic 1963 thriller from Alfred Hitchcock. If you've never seen the movie, The Birds, go see it.
I have never seen it, but
what?
I can't. What's funny is I can't see a murder, if you will, of crows without thinking of that movie, even though I've never seen it.
Of the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I think I've only seen, like, scenes of birds just kind of going after people. So now when I see a large group of crows, I just think of a movie I've never seen.
Yeah, because they throughout time, basically, since the movie aired, they've always used the phone booth scene, I think it is.
Right.
And the other of that, the birds, the movie The Birds. Yeah. Attacking these people and stuff. It is Alfred Hitchcock, really. What? So anyway, go see it. Prepare to be scared in this old movie. It's a great, great movie. The movie starts at 7:30. The gates open at 7. It is in the. It's an outdoor movie. And it's free, and it's over at Sunnylands on their gardens in the gardens there at Sunnylands. So check it out. September 21st. The Birds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Again, prepared to be frightened, but it's a good movie. All right, things that you need to pay for, brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc. Remember, when you use them to have embroidery, silk screening, and whatnot, you're also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around, okay? And Braille Institute, normally I'm always telling you that Braille Institute is everything is free. Well, it is, except for this one class, which is only $5. And that is because of the materials they need for the class. They have to get the items glazed, and there's clay, and there's all sorts of stuff involved. So the next class is actually September 21st. It is the Ceramic Studio. But remember, all the library at the Braille Institute, free for you to use. Come on in, talk to them about all their other programs, which are so many of them, over there on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage, the Braille Institute. And their information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So take advantage of it and check it out. Go on over there and sign up for the ceramics class. I told you about my little birdhouse I bought at one of their boutiques sitting outside. And I tell you, the fellow who made it completely blind, and he did such an amazing job. I look at it and say, I couldn't come in close to doing what he did. So anyway. All right. Also happening, Desert Theater Works, Southern Fried Funeral, a side-splitting Southern comedy, runs September 14th through the 23rd, is at the Indio Performing Arts Center. You can, if you use the word South, that is a promo code, and you'll get 10% off each ticket. You can go to their website, dtworks.org. And again, lots of theater coming our way. Lots and lots and lots of theater going to happen here in the Coachella Valley this season. I think more than ever. All right, the Living Desert celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month with free admission for children on weekends starting this weekend through October 15th. So it says here, the celebration includes one free child admission for every paid adult on each Saturday and Sunday throughout the event, which accumulates to the annual La Gran Fiesta on Saturday, October 13th. So again, children get paid free admission, Living Desert, with one paid adult. And you can go to their website, livingdesert.org. A Few Good Men, we had Karen on the show. That is happening on September 20th as well from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Agua Caliente. It is awards and gala ceremony honoring eight of our Valley's distinguished gentlemen who have all sorts of business here. Jack Zrebnik, Frank Harrison, Dean Rathburn, Manuel Perez, Daryl Mike, Joel Johnson Esquire, David Miller, and Adolfo Iniguez. And so there you go. That happens. So you still have plenty of time to sign up. All the monies, remember, benefit the Ronald McDonald House Inland Empire. And that information is on Traveling with Francoise. All right, Palm Canyon Theater. They have a whole big lineup of events. And if you've never been to the Palm Canyon Theater, Sean, have you been to the Palm Canyon Theater?
I've actually been many times. I've never seen a show, though.
Oh, you've never seen a show there?
No, well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. I've been there many times, though.
Right. It's a really, there's not a bad seat in the house.
I can tell.
It's an intimate theater. They do great productions there. Not a bad seat. No matter if you're up at the top, you still can see everything in front of you so easily. You don't need binoculars to see the stage. So they have the production of Oklahoma starting up on September 28th through October 7th. They had events last year that were sold out. Their events are just getting better and better and better. And they also do some film festival showings there. A lot happening at the old historic Palm Canyon Theater, because it really has been around a long time, and no one really talks about its history.
No.
But it has been around quite a while. We're going to have, I think, Kara's going to join us in a couple of weeks to talk about the events at the Palm Canyon Theater. In fact, I'm going to start giving tickets away to events for the Palm Canyon Theater. I just have to get them on my list, so we'll get you guys out there to some theater. And again, Oklahoma starts September 28th, runs through October 7th. And for tickets, you can buy them online at palmcanyontheater.org. It's that simple. And tickets run from single price tickets, $36. For Broadway musicals, for the classic series, it's $29. For Patron's Choice, that's a series of 10 tickets, it's $295. So lots of ways to purchase tickets. Again, the Palm Canyon Theater. So I have to get them on our prize list. Safari Nights at the Living Desert on Fridays in September. The zoo is open from 7 to 9:30 p.m. They have a beer garden, food, beverages, specialty cocktails will be available for purchase throughout the park. And they have some. They have the Nocturnal Safari Tram Tour. All sorts of things going on after dark. It is $20 per person plus admission. So it's $20 per person plus admission. So they ought to just give the whole price, really. So it's $34 for adults and $32 for children. But you're getting a whole different experience of the zoo at night. Yeah, just like going for Wild Lights.
I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's really. You've been to Wild Lights, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh, all right. That's it. This year, you are going. No excuses.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Doesn't sound too convinced over there. All right, the Imperial Dam bus tour, that happens on October 19th. The bus leaves at 6:45. You have to be there by 6:30. It's $60 per person. It is on a Wednesday. And let's see, it is October 19th, like I said, and you will get an all-day tour of how the water flows in the Coachella Valley. They're going to make a lot of stops. History, culture, water of the desert. You bring a picnic sack lunch. They're going to have water and stuff available for you with other snacks. So sounds very, very interesting. Take advantage of this. And this information is on Traveling with Francoise already and is sponsored by the Friends of the Desert Mountains. Or you can go to their website, desertmountains.org, for more info or to sign up. Get your bus. I'm thinking there's only one bus, so that means they're probably got the big bus. So it's limited to about 52 people because they keep a couple spots for themselves. So I definitely would take advantage of this and make sure that you sign up now. But it says here, tickets must be purchased by Wednesday, October 17th. Seating is limited. So I wouldn't wait if I were you. I would take care of it now. All right. And it is California Wine Month. So there is wine events happening all over, everywhere. I mean, that's pretty darn simple. DiscoverCaliforniaWines.com is the website. So I just want to make sure that somebody was watching the Ramona and they were laughing because they know I'm not a big drinker per se. I like a glass of champagne. That's about as far as I go. I don't know anything about wines. But in that show, I did actually drink some wine. It was very good. I don't even know what kind it was. It was a vineyard. It was very, very good. And then I was at a brewery. The oldest building in Ramona is called Reds, Whites, and Brews.
Right.
And they have beer and wine tasting. So I was actually holding both, and people were laughing.
Did you get belligerent at all, or no?
What?
I said, did you get belligerent?
No.
Start
I never.
Screaming at people?
I didn't drink any. I just I was holding it, though. Said I couldn't decide which one. Anyway, that show, the Ramona Show, is out this week. On that note, it is time for us to step aside for our local and national news break. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode right here on Traveling with Françoise. We have some tickets to the Living Zoo and Gardens to give away that don't expire until March, and a lot more. So stick around for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio.